Windows 11 with JAWS, Lesson 4, Getting By with Gestures. Objectives. By the end of this lesson, you will understand, be able to discuss and or perform the following tasks as they relate to using Windows 11. State the gesture to toggle between Windows gestures and JAWS gestures when JAWS is running. List at least three commonly used JAWS gestures. Introduction. This instructional demonstration is an overview of a few of the basic gestures one might use when running Windows 11 with JAWS on a tablet or similar device with a touch screen. Why should you learn some of the basic gestures for Windows and JAWS? There may be instances where you need to use a tablet or other touch device, and there is no full-sized keyboard available. And of course, if your regular keyboard suddenly stops working, knowing some basic gestures can help save the day. Toggle between Windows gestures and JAWS gestures. Windows has built-in gestures. JAWS also has gestures. When it's running, JAWS controls all gestures. Why would you want to switch to Windows gestures while JAWS is running? A couple of reasons might include scrolling the screen to view multiple pages visually, perhaps on a web page or in another app. Keeping JAWS available for screen reading and other tasks. To switch between JAWS and Windows gestures, perform the following gesture.
When a gesture is performed in this demo, a gesture panel opens in the upper right corner of the screen. It shows animations of arrow keys for direction and the silhouettes of fingers for gestures in motion. The equivalent keyboard command is listed at the bottom of the gesture panel. After each gesture is complete, the gesture panel closes. This occurs throughout this instructional demonstration without further audio description.
Toggle between Windows or JAWS gestures. Five-finger rotate. I'll try that gesture now.
Windows handles gestures.
And again, to switch back.
JAWS handles gestures.
Common types of gestures. There are several different types of gestures available for both Windows and JAWS. Gestures may include taps, flicks, swipes, glides, pinches in or out, and rotations. I have focus on the Windows desktop. I'll touch my finger to the screen and glide it around a bit.
Dragon. Color Contrast Analyzer Left Parens Express VPN.
Nothing was happening visually as I did this. JAWS is just announcing the item underneath my fingertip as I glide it around. This is a great way to just explore the screen. Let's practice moving to the next or previous element. Focus is on the recycle bin icon on the desktop. I'll flick right a few times.
Color Contrast Analyzer Left Paren CCA Right Paren Dragon Express VPN.
JAWS is reading down the first column of icons on the Windows desktop on my PC. You may also flick left to go backwards. You may continue to flick in either direction. Eventually, focus wraps back to the point where you started. To launch an app, just stop on the icon when you hear it and double-tap the icon. Focus is on the icon for Express VPN. I'll double-tap the screen now.
ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN-12803 left paren beta right paren.
Okay, great. ExpressVPN, one of the utility apps I use, has opened. Next, close the app you just opened by using the gesture equivalent of Alt-F4, a two-finger swipe up-down.
Start button checked.
Focus was placed on the taskbar when the app closed. Move to the desktop by pressing the gesture for Shift-Tab, which is a three-finger left flick.
Folder View List View, ExpressVPN, 4 of 13.
What if you want to open a context menu for an icon or folder, etc.? Since focus is back on the icon for ExpressVPN on my PC, I'll do that with a two-finger double tap.
Open.
The context menu for desktop icons has opened. There are many choices here, but two that we cover in later lessons include Pin to Start and Pin to Taskbar. For now, close the context menu by using the gesture equivalent of the Escape key, a two-finger swipe right-left.
Leaving menus.
The Windows Touch Keyboard. focuses back on the icon for ExpressVPN on the desktop of my PC. I want to open the Start menu and explore the pinned apps there briefly, as well as the Windows Touch keyboard. First, I'll use the JAWS gesture equivalent of the Tab key, a three-finger flick right, to move to the Start button.
Taskbar, Start button not checked.
Perform a double tap on the Start button to open it.
Search.
Before we open the Windows Touch keyboard, let's use the JAWS three-finger flick right gesture to tab to the pinned area of the Start menu.
Pinned recommended. Pinned list box. Microsoft Edge. 1 of 28.
Flick right a few times to explore the first few apps here.
Excel. Word. PowerPoint.
It's handy to have those apps you need pinned at the top of the Start menu when you need to launch them from a touchscreen device. That's covered later in the training. For now, flick left a few times once more to find the icon for Edge.
Word. Excel. Microsoft Edge. Has focus.
Now, let's use the JAWS three-finger flick left gesture to shift tab to the search edit box again and take a look at the Windows Touch keyboard.
Search box edit.
I'll double tap the search edit box.
Empty document. Text reading mode. Touch keyboard opened.
The Windows Touch keyboard opens. I'm going to look for an app I downloaded from the Microsoft Store, Amortization Tool, which is used to calculate loan amounts, interest rates, number of monthly payments, etc. As I move my finger around, the key beneath it is announced. You can also use flick gestures to move one key to the right or left at a time, but it's faster to drag your finger around the screen to locate and activate the keys. Perform a split double tap whenever you want to input a new key. A split double tap is just tapping the screen with another finger while the first finger remains in place. I'll move my finger around to find the letter A, alpha.
E, A, button, collapsed.
There it is. Next, I'll perform a split double tap. While leaving my finger on the letter A, I'll tap the screen twice quickly with another finger.
Audacity.
The letter A is inserted into the edit box. Windows suggests the app Audacity initially. Leaving my first finger on the screen, I'll move around and search for the second letter, the letter M, as in Mike.
F, button, collapsed. B, button, collapsed. M, button, collapsed.
There it is. I'll perform a split double tap on the letter M now.
Amortization tool.
Windows found the amortization tool pretty quickly there in the search results. I could press Enter to launch this app now if I wanted to, but for now, I'll use the JAWS gesture, which emulates the Escape key, a two-finger swipe right-left. The Start menu and the Windows keyboard both close. Summary. So far, you've learned how to do the following. Tap. Glide. Flick and or swipe. And use the gesture equivalents of the following keystrokes. Enter. Double tap. Alt-F4. Two-finger swipe up-down. Escape. Two-finger swipe right-left. Tab and Shift-Tab. Three-finger flick right or left. Shift-F10 or Applications key. Two-finger double tap. Download the list of gestures used and discussed in Lesson 4 from the Resources section of this lesson. For a full list of JAWS gestures, refer to the JAWS Help System topic, Using JAWS with a Touchscreen. Thank you for joining me in this lesson on using gestures in Windows 11 with JAWS. Be sure to like this video. Do you want to learn more? Visit dsurf.net/training.